Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Yeah, it's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Mm-hmm.
That is Great Moments in Vinyl. That is from a recording that of their The Beatles with Strings, and they're going to play that actually, they're going to play for us live here.
How nice.
And William Lindsay Cochran is the, he's the spirit, he's the entrepreneur, the heart and the soul behind Great Moments in Vinyl. It was your idea to put all these different folks together.
Impresario.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There you're go. An impresario.
That's the word that someone gave me for this project. I'm the impresario.
And you, many years, you know his voice. You've heard him.
In my other role, I'm Bill Cochran on the radio, MeTV-FM.
Yes, and in his, and you know, XRT and
oh, yeah.
At...
And I always have to do this when I visit you. Smooth Jazz.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah, from that, we know that.
20 years doing that.
Yeah, from that station that it was like they played whale music and you could go to sleep there. You're a legend in the business, the production end of the business for sure.
Thank you, sir. And
the reality is that you took all of that sonic talent and you moved it to finding musicians throughout Chicago, throughout the area, who can recreate these things, these great moments in rock and roll history, especially in the vinyl era, which is why it's Great Moments in Vinyl.
Absolutely. We've been around 5.5 years, and I was totting it up the other day. I think maybe 60, 70 albums we'd done in that time.
Wow. Man.
So
incredible.
I mean, everything from the Beatles' White Album, that's what the She's Leaving Home cut was from. We've done multiple Rolling Stones thing. You came to see us do the first two Jimi Hendrix albums. Mm. Oh my gosh, there's just somebody, Sinead O'Connor, the Indigo Girls, just did Joni Mitchell last night at Martyrs here in Chicago.
Wow.
That was wonderfully well received. The crowd was just so passionately into her music. And we delivered. I don't know if you know the album very well. There's a song called Down to You from that album that's a long piano-based sort of thing, but it has an orchestral interlude, and we had three horn players covering a lot of those melodies and counter-melodies. When they were done, the crowd applauded. I mean, the song wasn't even over.
Wow.
They just loved how it sounded.
Is that Court and Spark? Or
the Court and Spark album, yeah.
Yeah, that's an amazing album.
It's wonderful. Anyway, so we tackle anything. I think our byline is that we're just ambitious.
Yes.
Very much
yes,
so.
Yes, you are. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who go, hey, how are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to find out how they do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because absolutely amazing. And you brought with, you got kind of a core group of musicians that you work with, and then you bring in specialists along the way, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have a lot of musicians who are just passionate about music. For example, Phil Engotti, who's singing with us in the Beatles with Strings. He's our Mick Jagger as well. He's done the Moody Blues with us. He's done Nirvana with us. And basically, Phil and I just talk, and he says, oh, I love this album. I love that. Like he's mentioned, he'd love to do the Kinks sometime. So that's kind of on our to-do list the road. Scott Tipping, that I've worked with on Led Zeppelin, the guy, you saw us do Physical Graffiti, I believe, didn't you?
I sometimes just sneak in and sit in the back in a trench coat, which is really odd. It makes people very uncomfortable.
I don't know if you remember when we did Kashmir and In the Light with a violin player. Well, that violin player is sitting in here today, Philip Roach, and he'll be doing lead violin on when we play the songs we're going to do here.
Awesome.
This is great. And Jim Ryan is with you as well.
Jim Ryan on keyboards. He's a fellow I discovered through the grapevine. How did we connected when we did Pink Floyd. And he was our piano player, you know, for Great Gig in the Sky and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Gerle Tomer Butter. Am I pronouncing that right?
Gerle Tomer Butter.
She's from Mongolia. I mean, this is great. She's a falconer and an amazing string player. Yeah, it's great. And also Mina Hinrichs, right?
Mira.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. That's a typo.
Don't forget Jennifer Baker Mills.
And Jennifer Baker. Who could forget? Who would forget Jennifer Baker Mills in a moment like this on
Rose
the cello?
Like the eighth great moment. You know, you said like the fifth Beatle. It was the eighth moment.
I'm like the 20th great moment. All right. And Bill Malone is engineering this for us here today.
Nice.
And
thank you, Bill.
This is going to be something that you're really not going to believe. All right. What do you want to start with?
Eleanor Rigby. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4. Look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in a church where a wedding has been. lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the nights when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? Died in a church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Okay.
Wow.
That's great moments in final.
What do you think?
It's beautiful. Pretty. I think it's pretty good, Bill. I think it's okay. You know what? Why don't you leave your tape and your headshots at the door?
Stop it.
And we'll call you if we need you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Great moments in vital. The Beatles with Strings. They are going to be playing this at a Sunday brunch. This and a lot more, and we're going to hear a lot more before we are done here, at City Winery, which is at 1200 West Randolph. Great, great room to see music. Isn't it amazing how many legendary artists they have that come through there? And then new artists.
Some David Staples there. Right. I mean, it's just this intimate, perfect room.
Yeah.
Great sound. Awesome.
And they make their own
experience.
Wine.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? And that is a week from Sunday, so it's the 20th, right?
Yeah, 12 noon on the 20th. I should say the brunch is optional. I mean, sure, come for the brunch, but if you want to just have the music and, you know, sit and enjoy a glass of wine, you could do that too.
Yeah. And let me just say, there's no Bears game to conflict. So think about that.
The
only guy is happy about Cody Park here sitting in the Studio G right now, wailing away on their instruments. All right, we'll come back. We'll play more. Great Moments in Vinyl is here. But first, let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Row a major smash and grab at a Schaumburg Target.
Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That's Great Moments in Vinyl. And they're here live in the studio. I don't know why we keep bumping with this stuff when they're here in the studio. Because I just want to hear them play. That's
so
all
bad.
I want to do.
That was Jennifer Baker Mills on the lead cello on that Helter Skelter there. Okay, I'm kidding.
No one knows what that means, Bill. Nobody knows. All right, William Lindsay Cochran is the brainchild behind Great Moments in Vinyl. He puts together these amazing local artists and musicians who recreate some of the greatest moments in music history.
Absolutely.
And then you get a chance to go see him. You can go see them at the beautiful City Winery on Randolph in Chicago. Great room next Sunday at noon it's a brunch, but you can just go and drink some wine or drink some iced tea or whatever you want to do and listen to these amazing artists.
Because we're music geeks. You know, we love talking about the music. We love playing the music. We grew up. We're the kind of people who sat around with the albums and would put them on and look at them and just look at each other and say, isn't that great? Oh, listen to what he does here. And that's the sort of stuff we do at the shows. I tell stories about the songs.
That.
give a little background information. You find out, like, for example, George Harrison. Did you know he was the first Beatle in America? He had a sister that lived in Benton, Illinois, downstate.
Get out.
Back in the fall of 63, 5 months before the band broke through here in America. I'm reading one of my stories now. George took in the downstate sights. He gawked at the waitresses on roller skates at the A&W, saw his first drive-in movie, went camping and toasted wieners and marshmallows, and sat in with a local band. If you can believe it, first time George Harrison played in America was with a local band. They were doing Chuck Berry and Hank Williams, songs that they had in common. And, story goes, George had a folder of about 15 or 16 songs that he'd written. Songs that apparently, at the time, Lennon and McCartney had no interest in using in the band. Mm. But then along comes the White Album, that all changed. Instead of the typical one song per record, George got four tunes on that album. One of them, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, arguably one of the best rock songs ever written. Mm. Then comes along Abbey Road, and he gets two more memorable songs, Something and Here Comes the Sun. So if anyone doubts that George was a match for John or Paul as a songwriter, you know, need only look at his track record once he was free of the Beatles. Four words: all things must pass.
Don't I know it?
Oh.
All right. What do you want to do for us?
Glass Onion.
Here we go.
I'll talk about George. Let's do one of John's songs now.
Why not?
Well done.
George liked it. One, two. I told you about strawberry fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go. Where everything flows. Looking through the bareback tulips to see how the other half live. Looking through a glass onion. I told you about the walrus and me, man. You know that we're as close as can be, man. Well, here's another clue for you all. The walrus is Paul, standing on a cast on show, yeah. Lady Madonna trying to make ends meet, yeah. Looking through a glass onion. Oh, yeah. I told you about the fool on the hill. I tell you, man, he living there still. Well, here's another place you can be. Well, listen to me. Fixing a hole in the ocean, trying to make a dovetail joint, yeah. Looking through a glass onion.
Never sure when that song ends.
Amazing.
Neither were the Beatles.
Right, because on that album, it just goes into something else. You're like, oh, all right. Oh,
exactly.
No.
Why don't you just finish it? I've had it with you. A lot of bickering at the time.
Oh, my God. That's great moments in vinyl. And they've got an entire Beatles with Strings show that you do not want to miss at City Winery next Sunday at noon, the 20th of January. What a great winter Sunday. Yeah.
Bloody Mary. Yeah. Maybe a little Bloody Mary.
Yeah. A lot of Bloody Mary.
Mimosa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mimosa.
You know? Yeah. Why not?
I understand it's a buffet. I'm not trying to, you know...
What are you doing? Let's talk about the music. I'll do the selling. You talk about the music.
Good eggs there, Ro.
It's interesting. The Paul McCartney interview on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago was a replay of what they'd done earlier in the year. But what an interesting. They wanted to do something different with him because, you know, the stories are pretty legendary.
Right.
But they talked about some of the pictures, like the pictures outside the Abbey Road Studios, right? The very iconic famous one from the album cover and all of that. Mm-hmm. And there was, and and it was actually Linda Eastman, who was, you know, married to Paul, was the photographer of it. And there's one moment where they're sitting on the steps waiting to take the pictures, and they have this look on their face where they, between Paul and John, and this is near the end of their run, right? Because Abbey Road was the last album they actually recorded, if I'm not mistaken there. And even though Let It Be came out after, there was a moment where, and I love this, Paul McCartney was discussing the IRS and tax implications with John, and John didn't realize that he had to keep receipts. And it was, and he has this look on his face like, what? I got it. And they didn't, and they, as you'll recall, these guys all had a lot of a lot of issues there because they wanted to represent themselves because they'd seen how managers had been ripping off artists, right?
Ooh. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it kind of worked out for Paul.
Alan Klein, I think, wasn't he the one of the managers of the Beatles, Alan Klein?
Yes.
He also managed the Rolling Stones. And Keith Richards' take on Alan Klein was, can I say this on the radio? He screwed us and he made us. You know, he made the band successful, but he also stole all their money. They didn't have royalties to those songs from the 60s.
Which is why they are working to this very day.
Rolling Stones at Soldier Field this summer, June 21st.
They literally are, they had the Seal wheelchair tour a couple years ago, as they called it.
This will not be the last time.
Right. And this is, now they're just coming out on walkers. I mean, I don't even understand how that works. And I get it. Yeah. I mean, it is, you definitely want to see. That's one of the, we were having this conversation just a few minutes ago, or just a few hours ago, I guess now, about where this whole thing breaks out here for, you know, the greatest band of all times. It's really not doable. It's like an unknown thing. It's sort of like imagining infinity. You just can't do it.
Depends on the era.
Right. But in that era of the British invasion, you know, you have the Beatles. I think they stand on their own thing. And then the argument comes down to, was it the Stones, was it the Who, or was it Zeppelin? And some people want to throw the Kinks. Interesting that you mentioned them in on that. But the Kinks, I think, are derivative of the Who. So the question that really becomes, who do you think, since you play all these guys, William Lindsay Cochran, who do you think?
Ah, well, I'm sitting in the room here with Phil Angotti, who's a Rolling Stones and a Beatles expert. And, you know, when people ask me, is it Beatles or the Stones, I always say the Who. But my take, you know, the Beatles owned the 60s. Zeppelin came along and owned the 70s. You know, so I think it's kind of apples and oranges there. Stones, they didn't really come into their own until the early part of the 70s, the late 60s. You know, albums like Let It Bleed and... help me out here.
Exile on Main Street. Sticky Fingers.
Beggar's Banquet. Great. You know, there's like four albums in a row that were just classic. But you know, what the Stones did with the music is a totally different thing than what the Beatles did. The Beatles were a rock band that turned into pop artists with high aspirations. And I don't mean that in a demeaning way. They just had high aspirations for what the music could accomplish. And the Stones were celebrating that blues rock, that earthiness, you know? So
that's why they're such a great live band and, you know, arguably the greatest live band of all time.
That's why Martin Scorsese loves them, too.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
And it was real muscular.
So
and
cinematic. Yeah. And so great.
Yeah.
What was so good about that era is that's where people were innovating. Mm. You know, say, where's the good music today? Well, part of the problem is that people dreamt it all up 40 years ago. There were no rules.
Well, William, where would you put Mouth and McNeil in the pantheon there?
How do you do?
All right, don't ruin this. I'm having a set moment.
Yes.
I got strings. I got all kinds of things going on here, and I want to get back to it. But first, I got to do the news headlines with Kim Gordon for the WGN Newsroom right now. Great moments in vinyl.
I needed that.
Playing Beatles, but they're here in the studio. In Studio G with us. William Lindsay Cochran is the centerpiece of all of this. He's the producer. You're the Phil Spector I'm trying to think about a guy who's not in a lot of trouble.
That's hard. Music right now? I don't know.
He's the Quincy Jones. How about that?
Quincy Jones.
Not even him.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, Quincy's got some theories, too.
Yeah. Hide your daughters.
Let's see. We'll figure out. That's, yeah. Muff? Well, there's a problem with Muff, wasn't there? Mutt Lang?
Oh, Muff Winwood?
Oh, yes, there
Muff
was.
Winwood, who produced Dire Straits?
No, there's Muff Winwood, and there's Mutt Lang.
And then there's
Shania Twain.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. Gus Dudgeon? I don't know. Somebody. We'll come up with somebody before.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh, I got
his dad's band.
Oh, George Martin.
George Martin.
There we go.
There you go. Why didn't we think of that in the first place?
Because he wasn't disgraced in any way.
That's exactly right.
Yikes.
All right. And so the Beatles with strings is...
You know, we just want to pick Beatles songs that have strings that you never hear that way. I mean, a band does some song like Eleanor Rigby. They have the keyboard player play it. But we thought, well, let's actually get a string section, a string quartet, and make these songs happen.
Love
in the way that they were meant to be to happen, right?
Well, in the way the Beatles never took them on the road, you know? I mean, even when McCartney plays, I don't think he usually uses a keyboard, doesn't he?
Yes.
You can't afford a whole string section, so yeah, I think it's a keyboard. Yeah.
I've never seen a guy. That is so true. I'm so glad you brought that up, because McCartney has always been the most fiscally responsible. And I'm saying that in such That's a nice true. Way. Guy, when he goes on the road, he spends all the money on pyrotechnics for one song. Right?
Live and Let Die.
Right, and you're like, Live and Let Die. Oh, look, everything blew up. And that makes you forget the fact that he didn't really do anything else except show up
That's
in a T-shirt.
True.
But that's true. I mean, because now everybody's going on the road with these incredible shows, right? Like these crazy things with video and three-dimensional things that are happening and people falling out of the sky and you know, all these moving things on stage. But I think Paul McCartney figures, I don't got to do that.
No, you're right.
I'm a Beatle.
True story, when he played Lollapalooza a couple summers ago, he actually asked the DJ act playing next door, the next park over, to turn it down a little because it was drowning him out. I'm not kidding.
That was true.
It was kind of loud. Like Paul McCartney, you could like buy the city and like have no one else playing it.
I thought they staggered those acts so that didn't happen.
The DJ was still playing.
Oh man!
Could you keep it down? Could you keep it down?
A touch.
He really did. He asked if they could get him to turn it down.
I heard the same story.
It is true though, because he is. I mean, he is a Beatle, right? I mean, you do have to kind of clear the way for him.
You kids over there, turn that music down.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop raving.
All right, what do you want to play?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
I always forget how short those songs are. And, you know, you get so much. You're talking about efficiencies, right? Like, getting so much out of... And they did it because radio didn't want, you know... If you went over 3 minutes in radio...
Yeah.
They were going to cut it out, right?
Absolutely.
And then you think about all those artists from the 70s who were like, go ahead, cut me out. See what I think about it. I mean, you get,
why are you not on a rock station, my friend?
I don't know. I don't know. All right. Great Moments in Vinyl. The Beatles with Strings, that show. You can go see it at brunch next Sunday, January 20th, at City Winery, Chicago, 1200 West Randolph. You don't want to miss this. And, you just can't play enough for me. You just can't.
I love it.
You can't. So let's do this. Let's check in one last. David Jennings has one last look at the headlines, what's coming up at the top of the hour. Violetta's going to get you home on the roads, and then we're going to let you play us out. David?
Sounds good. The border wall. Mr. Trump says, just give me the wall.
All right. I've got music for you that will blow your ears off. If they haven't already, if you're just joining us and your ears have not been blown off, prepare your ears to be blown off your head, the side of your head. It's going to be a weird look. But it's worth it, because Great Moments in Vinyl is here. The Beatles with Strings, they are doing this show next Sunday, the 20th, at noon, City Winery, Chicago. There will be a buffet. You can enjoy the buffet. You can just enjoy the music with a glass of wine or a nice, I'd be doing the Bloody Mary. If it's a Sunday, it's a fun day. There's no Bears game.
Rub that in.
For a while.
Ouch.
I just want to say that.
Will Philadelphia be playing?
I hope not.
No.
Thank you, Cody Parkey.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't want to. Bill, I can't let this happen. William Lindsay Cochran is the brainchild behind Great Moments in Vinyl. If you ever see them on a bill somewhere or you follow them on social media and they're going to be somewhere, go see that show. It's the best local act you can find in Chicago. There's no question about it. It's absolutely true.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for doing this every time that you come up with a new concept, so I really appreciate it. All right, here you go. How about this? Commercial-free, uninterrupted threefer from the Beatles.
Nice. Here we go.
Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I said, it's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been. Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I said, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles return into their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Comes the sun, and I said, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. 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 Little darling, I see the ice, it's slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Oh yeah, now here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, and I said, it's alright. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, it's alright. It's all right.
Well, launch into Mother Nature's Son next. I got to mention, we do have a drummer who's going to be playing at this show. So this is the stripped down. This is the unplugged version.
Did the drummer explode before he got here?
Sometimes.
Yeah. As that happens,
he's been
spontaneously
that.
Combust. I know that can
well,
occur.
That's why we have three. We always bring three.
It's better than two. One more than two. Take it away.
Boy, Mother Nature's son. All day long I'm sitting singing songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise, listen to the pretty sound of music as she flies. Do 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 do. Grass, Mother Nature's son, swaying daisies, sing a lazy song beneath the sun. Do 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 do.
Sunny optimism of Paul McCartney to John Lennon.
Eggman, they are the Eggman. I am the one.
sun don't come and get your tan from standing in the English rain. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the walrus. Expert, expert, choking smokers. Don't you think the choker laughs at you? See how they smell like pigs in the sty. See how they snide. I'm crying. Semolina Pilchard. Climbing up an Eiffel Tower. Elementary penguin singing Hare Krishna. Man, you should have seen the kick in Edgar Allan Poe. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo,
everybody's got one.
Great moments in vinyl. Wow.
Amazing.
The Beatles with Strings. You can see them Sunday brunch, January 20th, 12 noon, City Winery, 1200 West Randolph. William Lindsay Cochran, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For doing this amazing stuff. We got Dave Jennings standing by in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I should remind you, also coming up right after we are done here, Mark Carman and Jerry Nunn. But let me tell you this, that Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet. Weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you've got a smart speaker, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. David Jennings has the news.